from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I feel like I should be rolling up in a T-top Trans Am. You know, with like a jacket with a collar pop.
Tuxedo t-shirt.
Get out, slide across the hood. This is the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Bo Morgan, alongside the All-American, former Atlanta Falcon, national champion, Mike Johnson. And apparently one half of the happiest newlywed couple in the city of Atlanta.
Seriously.
Radio veteran and legend, Allie Mack.
Yeah, I'll be honest. As I was writing those questions yesterday, and we were getting ready to send them to Grant, I kept thinking, I couldn't answer this about my wife.
Really?
There's no way. You know, I think I would get celebrity crush. I would probably get favorite musician and celebrity crush, probably the same thing, honestly. I have no idea, other than our children and dog, who she'd run in for in a fire.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, those were good, though, man. I was impressed.
And I think if it was the reverse, I would not do nearly as well as he did. He pays attention, clearly. He pays attention, and he data files.
I was trying to be very vague and allow the fact that he could get the month y'all went on your first date. He nails it with not only the exact day.
Of course he did.
But the outcome of the game y'all attended.
Yeah.
I mean, here's my question, and I know we got to get the wake-up calls. He says that y'all's first date went to a Braves game.
Mm-hmm.
They came back and beat the Phillies. Was this designed as a date, or was it just something that ended up being a date?
It was, I guess it ended up being a date. We had been hanging out a little bit. This was like the first public outing.
Okay.
Does that make sense? We've been watching movies.
Because it makes perfect sense, because it's very similar to how Amy and I, like, Amy doesn't, she does, I don't want to say this, but like, we always kind of haggle back and forth of like when the actual first date was. And I say that it was a Bon Jovi concert. And I know that, you know, and at the time, this, you know, what?
That's just fun.
Well, I used to get free tickets from Star 94.
After playing that music on the way in, and you talking about rolling up in your T-top, and now you're like, we went to a Bon Jovi concert.
Well, that was one of the first, I'm not trying to make this about me, but that was one of the first things that Amy and I really, like,
bonded over
was 80s music. And we both liked it, but it was the exact same thing where it was hanging out, and then all of a sudden, we were seen in public together, right?
Right, yeah.
To piggyback completely off of this, just real quick, I wouldn't even have an answer, because Simone and I, like, when we started dating, we don't even have an official date of, like, when we actually became, like, boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, it's just kind of, it was like an understood thing. It was like, yeah, we're together.
I think it's a very Dylon generation thing, if you will, to maybe, like, the first official day of boyfriend and girlfriend is when you post it. Right?
Yeah,
you
know the hard launch.
Once you've hard launched on Instagram, like, that's when it's real. You know what I mean? When you've put that person, even when you maybe tagged them in a post, like, hey, did you see this funny tweet?
Or I put them on your story, something like that.
Right. I think that's absolutely hilarious.
All right, let's get out the phone lines. If you want to call, get in on Wake Up Call, 404-726-0929. You can call in and, you know what, whatever. Newlywed stuff, you want to talk about Allie Mack and Grant's answers.
Conspiracy theories.
If your favorite conspiracy theory. Or what you've heard from the joint practices that came out of Miami that you liked or honestly didn't like. I think it's all up to grabs there.
I Paratrooper Dan hits us up or hit me up on Twitter and hit the Morning Shift up as well. You can hit us on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. Sends a picture of his breakfast and says, like this for breakfast. Absolutely. Toast, bacon, looks like over medium eggs, and I'm here for it, man. That looks
I saw that too. I told him to put a little breakfast sauce on it, maybe the Verde.
Listen, Andy and Randy do the drinks on Friday. Like, we should just start doing breakfast pictures on Friday. You know what I mean? People waking up with us.
Well, you know what that always started? That all started with Tailgate at Home,
right,
with Dukes and Bell. When I started Tailgate at Home with those guys, it was like, send us your pictures, and it's kind of like of what you're smoking, because we were in COVID, and everybody was at home. And I was like, well, you're not going out. What are you cooking?
It's going to a restaurant right now.
And then they did happy hour. And then, we could always, like, I'm all, you know what? It doesn't have to be Friday. If you got a picture of food and you want to send it to me, which most people do anyways, feel free.
Here's what I will say. Don't send me a picture of your protein bar. I don't need to see that.
This is something you've made.
Good for you, all right, but I'm not vibing with you on that.
You've made.
Send me your double XL burrito from Burger King.
But can you imagine, you have kids, Mike, so in a few years many years in the future, when you're a grandfather, showing your grandkids, like, oh, back in the day, I had breakfast at this on this date, and showing them your phone?
I brought this up the other day because, and I know we got to get the lines, we're just all off the place, but I'm having fun. I brought this up the other day to Steak because, you know, iPhones came out in 07. We're going to start getting to a point where the iPhones are going to start alerting us of baby pictures when our kids are, like, graduating high school. You know what I mean? Isn't that unbelievable to think about?
It's like, probably already happening.
Twitter was in 07. Facebook, what, 04? I mean, it's crazy. I don't really have that many baby pictures. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, five, maybe? Maybe one video of, like, when I was, you know, my one-year-old birthday? That's it.
I remember the day of, you know, having trouble picking your profile song on MySpace. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Chief, what's going on, brother? How you doing, man?
Good morning, everybody.
What's happening, Chief?
The Nation of Domination is in the house. Good morning, Mike Johnson, the All-American, my tribal chief. And I like y'all special guest. You got Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman. No. It's great. It's great. But let's get to conspiracy theories right quick. I got a big one. And, you know, me and the tribal chief, we have a lot in common, because I don't think we're conspiracy theorists. I think we just ask a lot of questions. And my question is about 28-3. Kyle Shanahan loses his playbook. I think that's kind of weird, okay? Bill Belichick and New England Patriots are known as cheaters, right?
That
San Francisco 49ers job that he got, his first quarterback was who? Jimmy G? He got him for what, a six-round pick maybe? One more quick thing about that whole thing is Bill Belichick and Kyle Shanahan, is it Kyle Shanahan, his godson or something like that?
Kyle Shanahan just offer him a job, did he not?
He did
him a job.
Yeah, so I'm you know, not a conspiracy maybe, but just questions that things should be asked around here sometime.
I think Chief brings some valid points.
Well, I hate him for bringing up the game.
Well.
I mean, come on, Chief.
Him because he's not with you.
We don't need to talk about that.
Hater.
Yeah, no, I just...
I think it's some good points.
I don't think we need to take every opportunity to come up with the Super Bowl. I mean, let's just bury that in the past.
But Chief is connecting some dots there.
Yeah. And see, Allie, this is why free thinking is not a bad thing. All right? Free thinking is not a bad thing. All right, let's go back to the lines room if you want to get in. Call in 404-726-0929. Let's go back to Jeff and Alpharetta. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. Hey, Bo, are you an MTSU alumni? Have I picked that up in the past?
No, I am a KSU, Kennesaw State.
Oh, okay. Maybe it was a different bus. Anyway, what's that?
I said, what you know about Murfreesboro?
Hey, man, born and raised in Murfreesboro. Well, I was just going to say, if Bo was an MTSU guy, I was going to apologize for being an alumni but still a member of the Flam Flam family in Alpharetta.
Yes.
Yes.
I did not go to MTSU, but I was very friendly to their players when they came down to Tuscaloosa.
Stop it.
I was
stop it. So now he's sucking up to you, Jeff.
Mike Mafia.
Family. Guys, the pro tip I can offer to all those folks out there getting to those milestones. My wife and I had our first date on April Fool's Day, so that's easy to remember. We got engaged on the 4th of July, smart. Married on Halloween. Our only child was born the day before Valentine's Day. So if you can co-op those holidays, they will help you remember a lot of stuff. I never forget an important day anymore because it's always linked up with something else.
I'm not shocked that he's in the mafia because that's one of the best life hacks I've ever heard.
It's very smart.
It's one of the best life hacks I've ever heard.
It's actually one of the reasons I do think that Grant, when he met me, was like, that's my dream girl, because my birthday is Star Wars Day. And he's never going to have to, you know, he's never going to have to remember that.
Now we're starting to connect dots.
So instead of wishing you happy birthday, does he just say May the 4th be with you?
No.
I bet Cinco de Mayo's lit. You know what I mean? Like, I bet y'all just, man. Every Cinco de Mayo, well, I bet it's a lot of fun.
It's a crazy thing. That's our anniversary.
Yeah?
Is
Cinco
sixth.
De Mayo?
No, May 6th.
Oh, the 6th.
It's my radio anniversary is May 5th, 2008. My wedding anniversary is May 6th. 2017, and right around that time frame, hit or miss a day or two, was the Bon Jovi concert I spoke of.
Oh, May's a special month for you.
Yeah. Apparently y'all as well. Yeah. I mean, well, Grant gets to celebrate your birthday and Star Wars Day all on the same day.
I will, listen, you know, we're happy to have Allie in here. Allie, one of the things I've noticed about you the last couple of days, you dress like me and Bo look very, very badly around you. Is this one of those things, because you've been in radio and you've done mornings before, did you always wear wedges
Absolutely not. No.
I was like, dude, we're slumming it. And she's walking in here in wedges like, good morning.
Absolutely not. No, Bo knew me when, like, way back when I would walk in with a hoodie, no makeup, hair in a bun, I look like an onion. Like, right. There's no way. But this is like first day of school vibes. I'm walking into a new situation, so I'm trying to look nice.
Yeah, I think the first 3 days I was here, I wore jeans, and I was like, that's not gonna
yeah.
surprise.
And I remember the first day I showed up for my internship, I was in like dress slacks, dress shirt, button up. Like, I was like, yes, I'm reporting to duty.
You got right. product in your hair.
Yeah. How it's changed. All right, let's get back. One more call. Let's get to Rod and Newman. What's going on, Rob? Rod?
What's going on? How y'all
What's
doing,
up, buddy? Hey, doing good.
Hey, man. My wake up call is, I'm just going to ride with the other caller that just called in. Hey, I believe it's a conspiracy also, because he didn't just end up with Jimmy Garoppolo. He ended up with Tevin Campbell, Tevin Coleman, our running back.
Wow.
So that's my take on that right now. And, hey, go Falcons.
Go Falcons, man. I can't wait for this season to start.
I'm with you, Rod.
It's time.
It is funny because, you know, I don't want to talk about that game, but we're going to talk about it around it. It brings up all of the conspiracy theories with sports. Like, are games rigged? You know, because of the way the comeback was, all the things, you know, all the ties that have came out now after that. It just, look, it brings it up. The playbook
I
goes
never
missing.
I thought about the Tevin Coleman thing.
Well, and that was another one of those deals where the Falcons had a couple situations, and I think it all. Nah, because Coleman was here for a year before that. But you think about it, Devontae Freeman or Tevin Coleman? They picked Freeman.
Yeah.
Did they pick wrong? I don't know. Devondre Campbell, Deion Jones. They had to choose between basically one of them. Did they pick wrong? To me, long term, it's easy to go back and say they did now because Campbell is still playing at a high level and Debo is kind of bouncing around, if at all, in the league.
Yeah.
But in the reality situation was, is Deion Jones was so vital to what Dan Quinn wanted to do defensively.
Hey, you know who's a good person to ask about Super Bowl conspiracies?
Me?
Josh Kendall.
Oh,
and the good news is, in 7 minutes, he's going to join us. He's down in Miami. He'll get us up to date on all the latest happenings and goings-on from the Atlanta Falcons against the Miami Dolphins. Kicking it off tomorrow for preseason. Josh Kendall coming up next. Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 9-10 Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's The Morning Shift. Mike, Bo, and Miss Allie Mack hanging out with you here on a beautiful Thursday morning. We do have football happening tomorrow, Atlanta Falcons fans. Don't get too excited. Don't swerve off the road if you're driving in your car, but maybe just whisper a little rise up. And just whisper a little rise up out there. Feeling really, really good about it. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home and start packing. Bo, we got to go to the phone lines. Whenever, you look like you're just antsy to ask Josh Kendall a question. Are you okay? You're about to just crawl out of your seat over there.
Yeah, you know, well, I haven't talked to Josh in a couple of days. I haven't seen you in like, feels like a week, but it's only been maybe 2 days.
Yeah, this is we're on training camp time. So.
That's it, man. Yeah, that's it. You never know what's going to happen.
You know, down there in Miami, Josh, I know last year we came out of there saying, man, Falcons defensive line dominated. We were so much better on both sides of the ball in the trenches. Did you get us? But then, you know, we weren't as good as we thought we'd be in the trenches last year. Was there a similar feeling after after the joint practices this time around with the trenches?
I think that there were some bright spots for the defensive line, but I am, you know, the older I get, the less I, you know, pay attention to my, you know, to my own practice impressions. I think practice, you know, preseason practice impressions are liars. I don't necessarily believe anything until it happens on a Sunday in the fall. But I think that the coaching staff was encouraged. If they were discouraged, you're never going to hear it from this coaching staff. They're going to keep it all positive. But I think there were enough bright spots that Raheem Morris can, you know, go back home and say, you know, see, I told you we could be this and this and this and this and this, even if they're not necessarily that and that and that all the time or even often enough.
Right. Josh, I've enjoyed your kind of recapping what has been Michael Penix so far throughout camp. And look, I think we were all out there day one. He comes out there, he's slinging the ball around, looks great. You know, for rookies at a certain point, the playbook kind of hits you. Look, I mean, we hope we don't see Michael Penix for some time, at least on Sundays, you know, starting in September. But we're going to get a dose of him this week. How has he adjusted to kind of the amped up practices and those joint ventures down there in Miami?
He's a pretty flatline guy, and the Falcons like that about him. at the moment. Now, if we get further in Michael Penix's career and, you know, it doesn't work out the way people think, everybody's going to say, well, the kid was too low-key, he didn't have enough fire about him, blah, blah, blah. That's just what we do. But right now, he's got a real even-keeled approach, a real mature approach that they appreciate. They don't expect him to be overwhelmed. They don't expect the moment to be too big for him. I think from what we've seen at practice, we don't necessarily expect him to be super crisp. But like these joint practices, you will see enough things from Michael Penix that Falcons fans will be like, wow. And then there'll be some misses. He'll overthrow a few guys, I would imagine, because he's been overthrowing a few guys in camp, and his juices will be running a little high. So there'll be some good and some bad. And like you say, the great thing for Falcons fans and the Falcons is when you're seeing Michael Penix out there looking like he's not ready for, you know, NFL football, he doesn't have to be ready for NFL football for a while.
So, obviously, Josh, Rondale's injury, which we'll get to in a moment, that's going to have impact. But everyone keeps talking about this incredible energy that they've been feeling around the Falcons up at Flowery Branch at training camp. Mike and Bo have said the same. Did that energy make the trip down to Miami?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's been, you know, probably Raheem Morris's, you know, number one bullet point for himself, you know, the moment he gets to work, which is early, is, you know, he is going to keep that energy and the positive stuff high. That's his nature. We've seen that from him throughout his career. It's one of the reasons so many people around the league speak so highly of him and really like him personally. But he also, you know, you got to remember this team, you know, which none of us forget, you know, has won 21 games in the last three seasons, 7-10, 7-10, 7-10. Really went in the tank down the stretch last year, including, you know, we don't talk about this as much as we might if Arthur Smith hadn't gotten fired, got absolutely embarrassed by their rival the last time they played a football game. This team needs some confidence. Raheem Morris is very aware of that. So he's just going to, you know, maniacally pump that into this group and tell everybody about it. And he's going to keep doing that right up until the preseason opener. We'll see how much – or right up until the regular season opener. And we'll see how much good it does.
Josh, what can you give us tell us about the Rondale Moore injury? Because you air cast, but then you did come back later and say it looked, was non-contact and looked knee-related.
Yeah, I mean, all the things, you know, the markers that you look for, the Falcons haven't given an update. All the markers that you look for indicate that it's a serious injury, and I'd be surprised if he plays for a while. It throws their to their wide receiver plans. Disarray is a strong word, but it opens up a lot of questions. You've got to now find, I would imagine they keep six wide receivers on the depth chart. So now you got to find number six, and there is not an obvious candidate. And not only that, I think for a guy like Avery Williams, who Falcons fans know, but missed last year with an ACL, I think Avery was probably really on the roster bubble before the Rondale Moore injury. Now, Avery's a running back now, but if Rondale Moore can't play, they might have to keep Avery just for the return game. So then does that bump a guy like Carlos Washington Jr., who's had a nice preseason, off the 53 to the practice squad? These are the things that, you know, the coaching staff is going to have to figure out.
Josh Kindler from The Athletic joining us, Atlanta Falcons beat writer. He's down in Miami. He covered the joint practices. Well, Josh, speaking on that, do you think that maybe a Casey Washington is a guy that's kind of stood out? Is that not a guy that could be affected by this, where is it completely secures him a spot, or am I wrong in that he already had a spot?
And Casey Washington, he's on the all-eyeball team. I'll tell you that, man. He's put together.
Yeah, I think he already had a spot. I mean, look, this wide receiver depth chart is not deep. For a team that's going to roll three wide receivers out there, like, you know, I don't think that they can keep only five on the 53. I think they've got to keep six. And I think Casey Washington is very clearly one of the obvious five. And then you've got to find a six, and that guy to me is not obvious yet. That'll be something to watch Friday night, is which of those, because, you know, I don't expect Drake or Ray Ray or Darnell to play much, if at all. So I would keep an eye on what guy outside, you know, Kadarius will make the team, Casey I believe will make the team. What other wide receiver stands out Friday night?
So, Josh, let me ask you, we're a few weeks out. You know, Falcons are kicking off their season against the Steelers at home. Does it give the team internally any more motivation since it's Arthur Smith, or is it us, the fans, are kind of fueling that excitement?
I think it's the fans more than the players. I think Arthur Smith is very motivated to beat the Falcons. I could be completely wrong. You know, there are things that none of us know, you know, unless you're inside that locker room. But I don't think that many of the Falcons players have ill will toward Arthur Smith. They're not like, screw that guy. We're going to stick it to him. You know, it didn't work out, but I think they believe Arthur Smith tried his best and had their best interests at heart, even if it didn't work. So I don't expect them to be like, you know, we're going to stick it in that guy's eye. I do expect Arthur Smith to feel that way toward the Falcons.
I think so, too. Finishing up with Josh Kendall from The Athletic. Josh, one of the interesting things, and you know me, dude, like I'm going to pay attention to the offensive line. It has kind of piqued my interest that we might be heading into this season with the same, like, top 10 offensive linemen that you finished with a year ago. You're going to have the same starting five, but even behind that, you got Storm Norton, Kyle Hinton, Ryan Neusel, Javon Gwynn. I mean, is there any surprises that you might look for up front? Because for me right now, and at least until we get through the game tomorrow night, it looks like pretty much the same group all the way through the two deep that you had last year.
Yeah, and that's pretty remarkable in the NFL. But, that's a group that I'm just kind of putting a bucket off to the side in my attention span, because you're right, it's just, you know, roll those guys out there again. You know, Dwayne Ledford has talked this preseason about how great that is for him, because, you know, that, you know, the little things about how they practice and the expectation level, he doesn't have to spend any time on anymore. These guys all know him, he knows them, and now it's just about getting to work and getting a little bit better and a little bit better every day. So, you know, one of the reasons that they are so high on this offensive line is that continuity.
Josh, real quick for tomorrow night, a little forecasting from you. What defensive player should fans be looking for in your eyes that maybe could stand out and have a big night in the first preseason game that'll get playing time?
I want to see how much they play Eddie Goldman and what he looks like. I think that, you know, we're still figuring out what that experiment's going to look like. Braylon Trice, you know, what does he look like, a guy who can win one-on-one pass rushing matchups, because they still need a guy like that. Arnold Ebiketie, too. I have some questions about what his role is going to be with this group. And then the young defensive lineman, Dorless, Zion Logue, you know, the Georgia guy, this is not going to be an easy defensive line roster to make on the 53-man roster. I think he's going to have to show something to avoid being a practice squad guy to start the season. So those would be the names that would pop in my head.
Well, Josh, look, man, don't get too sunburned down there in South Beach before that game kicks off tomorrow night, man.
Don't worry about me.
That's Josh Kendall from The Athletic, man. He's the best in the business, and he's hanging out with us here on Sports Radio 92 in the game. Bo, if Josh didn't get you amped up, I don't know what to tell you, because I'm amped up, dude.
I was already amped up.
Were you?
Yeah.
You're getting on your flight here in, what, just 5 hours, something like that? So you should be amped up.
No, the flight takes off in 4 hours, so.
In 4 hours?
Yeah, it's 12:30
flight. Out at 3 o'clock. I'm like, this guy's got his book bag over his shoulder. He's ready to hit the door. Now I know why.
Yeah, man, I got to hit some pull today. I got to try to keep the little hint of what's left from the Cancun tan. I got to see if I can get that. Hey, you know, I got a question.
Okay.
If you guys could be sculpted out of a dairy product, which dairy product would you choose?
I was not expecting that.
That's right.
Now so I need random. To think for the next 7 minutes before we get back. Uh-huh.
And more in the life of Squid on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good morning.
Back to more of the morning shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, I am Squid Billy. He is the All-American Mike Johnson, and she is a radio legend, Atlanta radio legend, Allie Mack. And that is Slayer you hear in the background as Dylan has found all of the Slayer.
Mad Max or something. You know what I mean?
No, I feel like, real quick, before I get on a tangent.
Please don't.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get the guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. My wife sent me one of those videos on the Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and it was if
don't act like you're not a social media guru. You knew exactly
where
it was.
I'm just saying that those are the things that they're on.
Okay.
And it was if Game of Thrones was made in like the 80s or the early 90s, and it was phenomenal. Like, because you know how the AI then sucked,
right?
Right.
And it was just so it was so funny because it was spot on. Yeah. You were a Game of Thrones.
No, I was one of those. Everyone said you got to get through like the first four or five episodes to get into it. I'm like, so I'm going to waste 5 hours of my life to get into a show? I don't think so. I think we're good.
Have y'all seen the Game of Thrones? Kit Harington and Emilia Clarke were both asked if they are watching the spinoff from Game of Thrones, and neither one of them are watching. And they both, and I thought Emilia Clarke, who was Daenerys Targaryen, I thought her answer was great. She was like, I don't want to watch it. It just feels weird, and it sounds. It's like if somebody invited you to a class reunion, but it wasn't your year. And I was like, that actually makes a lot of sense. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're like, I'm the class of 05. Hey, do you want to go to the 99 reunion? Like, no, I don't really think I'm going to know anybody there. It just doesn't sound like something I would enjoy.
Yeah, it's got to be weird for them, but. I don't know. There's supposedly a new spinoff. There's all these stupid rumors about all the spinoffs, but you know the prequel. I disagree with Steak. I thought season two was phenomenal. I thought it set up with exactly how this thing's going to play out. Which I just think that there's just not enough sex and violence for Steak. And I if that's your thing, I get it. I mean,
that's what the show was built on. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but it was sex and violence around a storyline, and they've had the storyline, just not the sex and violence. But look, man. To each their own.
Speaking of sex and violence, I got a question.
What a segue.
Yeah. How are you going to?
Here we go.
I'm interested in where you're going to go here.
Because it's Grant Holmes just Grant Holmes just popped on the screen, and I was going to ask Allie what she thought of Grant Holmes' hair. Like, I mean, this guy is just living the absolute dream right now.
Kenny Powers.
Yeah, the Kenny Powers mustache look with the perm, long hair. I mean, he's just living the dream.
Well, there's a lot of weird facial hair going on and hairstyles in baseball right now. I just feel like in 10 years we're going to look back and be like, why'd I do that?
You're not a mustache kind of person.
Full beard.
Yeah, full beard. Right. Yeah, I agree. I brought it up when I was looking at Squid. He got the skin blend over here for his trip to Miami. I mean, just as tight of a fade as you can possibly get. So he's trying to go with the pit bull look as he goes to Miami, which makes a lot of sense. Anyway.
I mean, if you're going to get a fade, you better get it tight.
Yeah, that thing's tight.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. I was telling Paratrooper Dan this morning, dude, you got a great looking breakfast, but it's not perfect. It would be perfect if you put the breakfast sauce on it, or the breakfast sauce too. This is my personal favorite of the breakfast sauces. Or, you know what? I mean, I ain't opposed to putting some W sauce on some eggs or some fire shower. Either way, and maybe you want a Bloody Mary with it as well. Well, they got Bloody Mary mix as well. Go over to WSauce.com and you can order your bottle of Bloody Mary mix today. And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Big truck, small truck, medium size truck, does not matter. Mike, they'll even fix your truck. Get over to Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Call my boy Anthony today. They are the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation.
We are the nation!
Did you see last night when they put the Grant Holmes' look on like Smoltz and Chipper and Frenchie?
So did, yes.
So good,
solid.
Yeah, just weird. Just really, really weird. You know what else is weird is sculptures out of food items. And I asked you guys earlier if you a dairy product, you say, hey, we're going to make a sculpture out of dairy product. It could be, you know, cream cheese, any type of cheese you want, butter, whatever.
Froyo.
Yeah, Froyo. What would you guys want to sculpt out of?
I would definitely say ice cream. It doesn't even have to be dairy. Any food item, I would say ice cream is probably the best one. I don't know how long it's going to last. It's not going to keep its form very long, but that's okay, too, because I'll just eat it.
Yeah, I'd go with frozen yogurt. I mean, a little bit healthier, but still just as delicious.
I like that. I need to cut out the muffin top anyway, so I like that.
See, personally, I would probably do butter as well, like they did Caitlin Clark, because at the Iowa State Fair, they got a sculpture of her out of butter. And here's why. I'd be like, hey, I know that you're only asking about what you want me to be sculpted out of, but can you make it out of butter and then set it outside my house and then get me some of those Texas Roadhouse rolls? And then I'll just take the butter and just spread it all over
what
the rolls.
What about the Red Lobster, the Cheddar Bay biscuits, man?
Those Cheddar Bay biscuits don't need butter. Okay. They're those garlic cheddar biscuits. They don't need butter. They're
Golly,
too good.
You triggered him.
Golly, I thought he was going to spider monkey me right there.
You just got scolded, Michael.
Golly.
You saw the whites of his eyes.
The bread at Longhorn's is good for that, too. Like, you could use that as too.
I do love Longhorn.
I mean, I just like it slightly better. The roll is slightly better from Roadhouse. And that's also a guilty pleasure for me as well. Like, I'm a big fan, Allie, we talked about this, of Texas Roadhouse.
Yes,
and
you
the
are.
Rolls. So it's a big thing. So, anyways, I have another topic for you guys around the NBA, or inside the NBA and on TNT. It's the best sports show there is.
I agree.
In my eyes.
It definitely is. There's really not a debate on that.
After next season, it looks like the NBA will be gone from TNT. Mm-hmm. Charles Barkley, who had announced his retirement like a month or two ago, has now reversed course and said he'll live out this 10-year contract that he signed in 2022. They're talking about changing inside the NBA once they lose the NBA to an all-encompassing sports show. I have thoughts.
Okay.
I want to get y'all's thoughts.
Nobody's shocked about that, but go ahead.
About that they're changing it or that I have thoughts?
About the fact that you have thoughts about it.
So, my first thought is the initial fear of it's not going to work. Because I think the reason it works is you have people watching Hall of Fame players that played that sport with Ernie Johnson Jr., who is just probably the best in the game at not only refereeing these guys and being able to let them do what makes that show great and have fun, but bring them back to topic. But it's just more fun to hear Charles Barkley rip an NBA player about something because you know he played it, or Shaq, or Kenny run to the board and give this analysis of something on the big board. I just don't think – I think it's going to lose so much luster that it's going to become almost a mockery of what it was if they're talking about NFL or baseball or whatever the sport is.
Aren't they under the same umbrella of companies now that did Real Sports with Brian Gumbel? Like, isn't that kind of – I mean, isn't that the way we're kind of veering?
Yeah, like Warner Brothers in a way. Absolutely. Kind of yeah, I think you're veering there in a way, but you can't do those hard take – like, you – the Brian Gumbel thing was the 60 minutes of sports. It was way too serious, way too, he would sit there and be like, I have a thought. And he would take his little pen and then he would do whatever. And it's like, I don't want to hear it. Like, right.
It was like Barbara Walters.
I really don't care what Brian Gumbel thinks about anything.
Here's what I will say. I think you could put Charles Barkley on just about any medium and I'd probably watch it to listen to what he had to say.
He's an interesting guy.
I mean, let's be honest. Anytime you see a Charles Barkley clip come across your Instagram feed, you're like, let me see what Charles is talking about. And it doesn't have to be basketball for me. So I think he's just an all-encompassing kind of guy.
He is, but what do you do with Kenny? What do you do with Shaq?
Don't know that they're going to opt into coming back.
But, well, I think they would, and I think that's part of the reason why Barkley would come back. I think at that point, you're going to try to replace those guys with guys that they also all knew each other from playing days. So they also had that chemistry. I don't think you can always recreate that magic. And that's my fear of this.
I agree, man. I agree. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to get used to.
All right, coming up next, we'll check in with the Steakhouse. I think Drew Butler's in there, proud member of Squid Nation. We'll find out what they got coming up next. That's on Sports Radio 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile.
you can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.